about your place and how it all started and what you offer to your guests.
Okay, well, it used to be a full-on vegetarian organic restaurant called Samudra. Existed for about 3 years, I think it was, and then it just ran out of steam. You know, there just wasn't enough of the market to sort of keep it going. So we'd run a lot of restaurants, a lot of cafes in Perth, so it basically shut down, this did. So I got a phone call from a friend of mine. I just built a house down here, and we came and had a look at it. Beautiful building. So we just said, yeah, okay. So we took it on, and we basically just opened it up to the public. So we've gone mainstream food. We still look after the vegetarians, still take care of the vegans, the gluten-free, we sort of cover the whole spectrum. But my background is five-star hotels, so I tend to get a little bit, not chefy, but we just go with it. It's a quality-driven product,
yeah,
but at a cafe price, basically.
Perfect.
Yeah. But we pride ourselves good coffee. All the cakes are homemade. I'm a pastry chef as well.
Oh, fine.
Because in the country, you can't buy it anyway. What else? So we got a garden out the back. Have you had a look at that yet?
No, I'm going to have a look at it now.
So we got an organic garden out the back, which we grow all our own stuff. So we got a nice... We got a nice beetroot cake on today. Beetroot's from the garden.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's from the garden. So get it in, grate it, make the cake. We've got a gardener out there looking after things, so we go with the seasons. So basically, we just try to be as honest as we can with the business, you know? And sort of, there it is, this is what we do, and it's good. I mean, we'll have a burger on, but it's a really good Black Angus ground burger, ground beef burger.
Magic.
But I'm from the UK, and I've trained in France.
All right, great. Whereabouts in the UK from?
Leicestershire.
Oh, France. Great, great. So I used to live up in Scotland for many years.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I always feature a curry or a pie of the day. It's like a bit like pub grub.
Yeah.
Comfortable food that people can sort of... associate with, and you know, as I say, it's not too messy on the plate, it's just good food at a good price.
And how do you feel the food scene here compares to back home in the UK? Do you see a difference here in terms of...
I think just here that we sort of get away with things like serving a beautiful avocado smash, whereas in England no one would order it, you know. They tend to have a little bit more sort of they're a bit more savvy about sort of the healthier side of stuff here. England tends to be sort of, I'm talking about mainstream here, but he's sort of set in his ways. I know at the top end, like Ottolinghi and all that, they're doing all the lovely salads and freshness. But you'll find that in most businesses here, the fresh salads, the fresh. We've always got three beautiful salads on the menu.
I've always been super impressed with the breakfast here. They're really, really creative and really...
They're imaginative, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a sago pudding on the menu, on our breakfast menu, okay, for the vegetarians. Granola. You wouldn't get a granola in England. We've got the Bircher muesli, which we make ourselves. They really do like good fresh food down here. You're not going to get away with serving packet stuff. You're really not. If it's not good, you'll be caught out fairly quickly. I mean, like yesterday we did, 190 breakfasts? It'll be full on in here again. They're a late start on a Sunday. We do our own wood-fired pizzas as well. We're fully licensed. This is our first year in here, and it's been going slowly, 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 but we're really cranking now, so we're happy with it, very happy. And of course, in summertime, this all opens up, Ash, so it's just families everywhere. I've got a lovely combi van out the back where we do our own... We got another coffee machine out the back.
Enjoy.
So as you can see by your breakfast, so we do our own homemade spicy beans. The breakfast bruschetta is probably our biggest seller. It's a free-range egg. Good quality bacon, and you'll know your bacon if you've been in Scotland.
Yeah.
And a nice cup of coffee as well. So all the elements are there, and the service is good as well.
Oh, lovely people.
And we're fast. We're very, very fast. We get an order on, and we've done 150 breakfasts. We'll have the breakfast to you within 8 or 9 minutes. None of this 45-minute wait. They're very impatient in the country. They want to get feed, and if it's a nice day, get out the door and enjoy their day.
Magic. Great. I'm looking forward to this breakfast.
Will you enjoy your breakfast? Anything else you need to know when you want to have a look in the garden, I'll show you around.
I will do.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.